contract.com.
The reality is, George, it also creates an extra risk that isn't necessary. It creates an extra risk for New York. Now, New York can handle it. There's no question about it. But why add an additional risk when you don't have to do that?
The former mayor of New York, Rudy Giuliani, speaks out on several of the Sunday political talk shows. He doesn't like the idea of trying Khalid Sheikh Mohammed in New York, thinks it's a huge mistake, one that the taxpayers will pay for. We'll talk about it. Also, week 10 in the NFL. Did you nail the score? The Colts certainly did. A last-minute finish beating the Pats. What was the final score, and did anybody win? We'll tell you about that. And a pot cafe opens up in Portland, Oregon. Medical marijuana. The medicinal purposes, 21,000 people in Oregon, allowed to partake. And will it stay open? And the reaction to this new cafe, we'll also jump into that and a few other things as well here on America Tonight. Hey, hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, happy as always to be the skipper of this boat as we cruise through all kinds of waters from coast to coast and everywhere in between. Right from the top, something that I've talked about a lot, in fact, Tomas from Michigan always gigs me about this in a really sweet way, actually. Shentrition. If you go to Shentrition.com, you'll know what I'm talking about. And we've talked with the founder of Shentrition, the guy who started the whole thing. And it's based basically on the ancient wisdom, if you will, and I think that's a good way to put it, of Chinese medicine, as they say. And, of course, combining that with all of the latest, hottest research in modern nutrition. Here's what I like about Shentrition, because we're coming up on the holidays. People are complaining to me that they want to get in shape. They feel sluggish. They feel like they could drop some weight, or their supplements aren't working for them, and all that kind of stuff. Well, the great thing about Shentrition is that it's all natural, and it's gluten-free, because that's a big deal now. Also caffeine-free and a whole bunch of other things that we're going to talk about with a couple of people who know the product well, have taken it, etc. And again, the founder, who's waiting in the green room, I think he's putting down his all-natural latte right now, but always pleased to have Stephen Rogers on this show. Hey, Stephen, how are you?
I'm doing well, Kay. Great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Hey, I said a little bit about, because to me what's always the big thing now for people, if they're paying attention, is what is in the product? What is it that I'm taking? And a lot of times if you go, like you go to any store and start to look at some of the products, like the so-called health sections of maybe the drugstore, and you turn things over and then you start to read the ingredients, and your people, I think, are always shocked by that, because a lot of times there's a lot of filler in products that people think that they're getting something good, something that's super nutritional, but it's not. And you guys, there's no filler with Shentrition, right?
No, absolutely not. The only fillers we use are real products. You know, the biggest filler out there, and they tried to get us to do this when we were going through some middlemen, hopefully to get it on the shelves. That was the goal. And the reason why they use fillers, and the biggest filler is just cellulose fiber, they do that to get the price down. They'll still, a lot of these products have a lot of different ingredients in them, but if you look at the milligram dosage, it's much lower. It's just in that middleman, again, the distribution company, companies are, you know, hitting some of these manufacturers pretty hard, so they have to get the price down.
Yeah, I mentioned the thing about Chinese medicine, and some people might be saying, oh, well, what does that mean, Chinese medicine? What's the big deal about Chinese medicine? Tell us what really is the scoop on that.
Well, classical Chinese medicine is truly holistic medicine, meaning that it teaches the individual how to integrate the mind, the emotions, and the physical body, and it deals with the environmental sciences also. So Chinese medicine deals with the whole person. Herbs and proper nutrition, or what we call medicinal meal, are just one aspect of Chinese medicine. Of course, there's acupuncture, most people are familiar with. There's something called Tui Na, which is a form of body work, energy work, and spinal manipulation. And it's a whole lifestyle course in how to manage your lifestyle also that goes in with Chinese medicine.
Now, and we're going to talk to people in a few minutes here. We're going to talk to two different people about Shentrition just in general. And there's a couple of different products here, but the other thing that I also like about what you guys are doing is, to be honest, it's affordable. A lot of times when people aren't getting things off the shelves, as you said, sometimes the middleman comes in and they want you to put other fillers in there because it's cheaper to make it, let's be honest, right? And so
yes.
A lot of times it's much more expensive, and you guys are super affordable and probably at a cost to yourself because you could probably make that much more if you were taking the shortcuts, but you choose not to do that. And you're finding that you're getting great reaction, right?
Yes, exactly. And we're affordable because we don't go to the middleman. You know, I'm coming straight to you. You won't find us on the shelves at many health food stores, just the mom-and-pop locations. Most all of the chains, you'd have to go through a distribution center first, and that's the middleman that we've cut out. So we can pass that savings on to the consumer.
Yeah, what do you think, when you first decided to go this route, because you had a successful career going in Los Angeles, you ended up moving to Montana, et cetera, by your own choice, but what made you decide to go into putting a product together? What was it that drove you to this? I don't think we've ever talked about that.
Well, you know, our clinic or our studio was, we took a holistic approach based on Chinese medicine and some of the Western healing arts, and we developed a system of healing, a system of personal development and holistic healing, and we realized we wanted to educate more than we wanted to treat, and we wanted to get this information out to people inexpensively. So we have a whole program called Shen Life, which Shen Nutrition is just a part of, along with other products, and Shentrition is our signature product, and that's usually how people come to us and find us and want to do the whole program or the whole system called Shen Life.
Yeah, and speaking of Shen Life, what a lot of people are saying with the different things they're taking or using, and I noticed this in myself, and I told you this right away the first time I started doing it, is that the focus is that much better because we have so many things coming at us, and energy is so important, Stephen, as you know, and I know a lot of people listening to America Tonight, a lot of them are juggling a couple of jobs or juggling a family. They're working odd hours. There's like 27 million third shifters, and they know what that's like, where you're getting up at weird hours, so your body has to recalibrate in a way. And that's what I found Shentrition was so good for, doing that. To me, that's what it felt like. And that, I guess, is part of the natural ingredients, I'm assuming.
Yes, and exactly. And I'm glad you said that, because that's what classical Chinese medicine is all about, is tonifying or strengthening the body's own natural life force, or what we call qi. And in Western medicine, they call it adaptive energy. So that's what this product in particular helps to do, is to restore adaptive energy through the use of adaptogenic herbs. There's only about 30 of them on the planet we know of, and what makes them so unique is they grow in extreme environments, super cold temperatures, super high altitudes, and they learn to thrive in these temperatures, not just survive, but thrive, and they develop certain phytochemicals. So when we ingest these adaptogens, we also take in these phytochemicals, and they help us to survive and thrive. First and foremost is they build up the adaptive energy, or the qi, the life force, and that in turn helps to strengthen all the systems of the body, primarily the immune system.
Yeah, boy, no kidding. And we're going to talk to people about the qi, the life force, and how they're feeling. I had somebody say to me just off the cuff, wrote me a note on America Tonight, that they decided they had heard...
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. November 13th, 2009. Gold opened this morning at 1108.80. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for 1139.14, 569.57 for a half ounce, or 284.78 for a quarter ounce. That's 1139.17, 569.57, or 284.78.
How is it that we the people grow the cotton, weave it into fabric, engrave the ink, embed the strips and fibers that protect it from counterfeit, then cart the money off to a privately owned bank to have it lent back to us at interest, forcing us to pay taxes to service the debt? Is this capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when he said, a central bank issuing a public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar inside of a book that explains how the monetary system works. Call for your copy, 1-800-686-2237. Isn't it time to understand the system? Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me. Like the fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head?
Yeah, if you're tired of feeling like you got kicked in the head, something I found that's just incredible is a thing called Shen-trition, or as Stephen Rogers said, the whole system, Shen-life. Cleaning up the garbage, I guess that, to be honest, that so many of us have accumulated from years of sitting in the dorm and eating Doritos and drinking Diet Pepsis, and just probably an unhealthy lifestyle in general, or sometimes you ate well and sometimes you didn't eat so well. And now we're talking about a healthy approach to this instead of having to feel the feelings that you feel when you know you're just a little bit off and you don't have that energy. And we see people downing that five-hour energy and all that other sort of stuff. But what are the hangover effects of dousing yourself with caffeine, which is always a scary thing to me? So we have Stephen Rogers with us, founder, man behind Shen-trition, of course. And we were hoping to get Mark Stevens on with us, but we didn't have the right number for him. Mark, if you're listening, call us. You can call us at 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. But we do have Elaine Flume with us, and she lives kind of close to Eureka, Montana, I think, and knows all about Shen-trition because I believe she's taking it. Elaine, how are you?
I'm doing really well. Thank you.
Hey, tell me about, first of all, tell me about why you decided to try out the product in the first place.
Well, I heard Steve speaking about Shen-trition on the local radio station we had down in Kalispell there, and I have been having depression and low energy and just, I was 59 years old, I just turned 59 when I found out about Shen-trition. And I was just thinking, you know, I just can't do the things I used to do. I don't have the energy. And I was depressed and gained some weight and all these different things. And it sounded very intriguing, and I thought I'd give it a try. And Steve also offered some counseling for people come in if they had health problems or things going on, you know, to kind of tell them, you know, give them some ideas what to do with the Shintrition. And I wasn't able to get into Kalispell, but I called him on the phone, and he was just so wonderful to speak to me and listen to the problems I was having, and he recommended that I start the whole Shin Life program.
And how long have you been doing the Shin Life program?
I started in May, so about a little less than 6 months, or around 6 months.
Wow. And what have you found? What's the result? What have the results been for you?
Well, immediately I had the depression started lifting. I started sleeping better. I had a tremendous boost of energy. I just friends, neighbors, coworkers, people just really noticed a huge difference in me. I just, you know, I hadn't been my usual self as far as outgoing and happy and all those things, and just energy. And I started riding my horse, you know, more than I had ridden in several years. Ended up hiking and camping, and just came back to life. Just started feeling so much better.
Yeah, isn't that great? And all because you happened to hear that on the radio, thought, hey, I'm going to look into this. I'm feeling down and feeling like you. I love your description, Elaine, when you're saying, I just didn't have energy. I think a lot of people, more than anything, and it does make people feel depressed, when you don't have the energy to do what you normally would be able to do, which you were doing in your 40s, in your early 50s, whatever, as you were moving up. And your age is still very, very young. There are people that are extremely active that play golf, ride horses. And,
right.
You know, you didn't want to go down that path. So are you happy that you turned to Shin Life?
Oh, I'm just thrilled. And I was a widow, and I met someone, and I think because of the change in me, kind of back to the way I used to be as far as outgoing and bubbly and a vibrant person, I met someone, and thank goodness I've been on the Shintrition, because he's an avid hiker and snowshoer and skier and horseback ride. And so we started doing all these things and just hit it off. And I really attribute that to the change in me from the Shintrition.
Yeah, like I said, it's great that you were listening to the radio and you heard that. It's because when I tell people, they'll say, well, Kate, you know, have you taken their stuff? And I told Stephen this. I never took anything before, because to me, I didn't really want to take anything that I didn't know what it was. And I knew guys that were bodybuilders, and they were taking crazy things that wouldn't fit me. And I think it's more than anything, it's about, and you said this, I think really more than anything, it's about the energy boost that you get. And obviously you're feeling the same thing. Like you said, you met somebody, and to keep up with all the athletic things you're doing, you're able to do that now, right?
Right, right. And I just feel like there's just a different look. I just have a sparkle in my eye. I look younger. People that I work with and neighbors and friends that I've, you know, friends I've had for a long time notice the difference quickly. Now, I went through a little bit of detox right at first, had a few days of kind of feeling fuzzy and you know, things like that. And then when that passed within just about 3 days, and it's just been great ever since. And I literally will not run out of it.
I love that. I love this because you're not like a paid actress on some late night commercial. So we know you're telling us the true thing. That's what I said to Erica, Stephen's wife. I know that there are people that have incredible stories to tell. You know, find some for me. And you were one of them on the list. Well, Elaine, we're glad that you're doing so well. And what a testament that is to, I think, this product that they've created that they're trying to get the word out on.
I wanted to add one more thing. I have tried some other things, and I've tried some things in the past, some green food type things and different things like that, that may have had some temporary little boost or help or whatever, but they just didn't. I've never tried anything that affected me to the extent that this did in such a powerful, good way. It was just phenomenal.
Yeah, and you're not paid to talk about this. This is why we found you. And you tell your friends. You just tell your friends this is what it is. If you're asking me why I'm able to go and hike the way I am and do the things I can do with the horse and whatever, I put it toward the change in what I put in my system, right?
Yes, I do, 100%.
All right, Elaine, continued success, and thank you for joining us so late. We appreciate it.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
All right, Stephen, when you hear stuff like that from Elaine, see, you and I talked many, many, many times off the air, and you started to tell me about different stories like Elaine's, where she's, as I said, she's not a paid actress,
an
infomercial actress. And you got to love when you hear a story like that, where she just happened to hear you on the air, decided, I don't feel right, I have no energy, I feel depressed, and now, look, that's May, and so that's a good turnaround. Plus, she experienced what you say in the beginning, because it's a change. She said at first she felt a little fuzzy for those first 2 days, and then voila, it's like the sun is, you know, suddenly shone on her, and I think a lot of people probably would experience that same thing, because I experienced that, and so did Elaine, right?
Oh, definitely. I mean, the people that call me up, they tell me, they say, well, you know, I don't feel anything from taking this. And I ask them, how long have you had the bottle? And I guarantee they've had the bottle sitting there on the counter and they hadn't even dug in it and tried it. But maybe once or twice in 3 or 4 weeks. I mean, if you take it every day for 3 or 4 weeks, you're definitely going to feel the results.
Yeah, isn't it like you had a great analogy one time. You said something about it's like a tree. And, you know, as you dig a little bit deeper and then you look at the sap and you go through, it's kind of like that. And it's sort of like peeling layers and looking at the layers of a tree, right?
Definitely. You know, I tell people, I said, this product, Shentrition, what makes it so unique is the adaptogenic herbs are full of micronutrients. That is vitamins, minerals, that is trace and macro minerals, phytochemicals, antioxidants, anti-carcinogenics. So, and what these do is they reestablish the blood and hormone base in the body, and that's the basis or the foundation of the life force, or you could say the sap in the tree of the body. And without the sap, nothing happens. I mean, you take the sap out of a tree and it's just, you know, dried wood. And the body's the same way. So we have to keep those fluids, if you would. We have to keep them tonified and strengthened so that they allow the life force to do what it needs to do.
Yeah, oh, dried wood, what an analogy. All right, so anybody listening, if you go to Shentrition, actually you can go to shentrition.info and you'll find out everything you need to know, or shentrition.com, I guess is very easy to remember. And just remember, it's S-H-E-N-T-R-I-T-I-O-N, it's obvious, that spelling, .com, and you can go through and find some more things out about what we were just talking about here. Stephen, I wanted to get Elaine on because I wanted people to hear from a real person, too, so they would get the sense of what we've been talking about. I appreciate you stopping by.
Hey, thank you, and I just wanted to make a little shout about, we have a coupon code. If you go in there in the coupon section, put in ATN, and also we have 50 more free holistic nutrition seminars. That is a $175 value.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-dry guy, the best you can buy.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
I have owned every light you can think of, and my pack light is the one I refuse to leave home without.
That's what Jerry from Oregon said.
Your flashlights are the best. We bought some 3 years ago, and all three pack lights have gone through two hurricanes each, and they just keep going on and on.
And that's what Albert in Florida said about the amazing pack light. Pack light's multicolored caps come equipped with two high-powered LED lights, snap on to any 9-volt battery, and will last over 1,200 hours. Listen to what Jerry from Michigan said.
After carrying a pack light in my pants pocket for 2 years, it was bound to happen. The pants and the light went through the wash together, and it still works.
The pack light has a 25-year warranty, starts at just $12.99, and is an excellent gift idea. Order yours today at 9voltlight.com or call toll-free 877-715-4448. Use coupon code RADIO and receive free shipping. Be prepared with a pack light. Remember, 9voltlight.com or call 877-715-4448. 877-715-4448.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
For the past year, you've heard about GardenInACan.com right here on GCN. GardenInACan.com is your source for premium non-hybrid and non-genetically modified seeds. Each order includes 16 carefully selected varieties made specifically for both spring and fall, giving you an extended growing season. You'll receive approximately 18,000 seeds, giving you the ability to plant a crisis garden of up to 2/3 of an acre. Every order is hermetically sealed to lock in freshness and sealed again in a large metal can for the ultimate protection, giving you a shelf life of up to 10 years. For a limited time, while supplies last, GardenInACan.com is having a sale. Order your Garden in a Can for only $49.95. That's right, $49.95. If you have a preparedness plan and it does not include long-term storable garden seeds, this is the best time to acquire your seeds. Take advantage of this great offer and order now. Visit GardenInACan.com. That's GardenInACan.com.
America Tonight. Saturday Night Live has gotten particularly good, I think, at the political stuff that they do. I've mentioned that earlier here on the show. But another thing that I thought was funny this time around on Saturday Night Live, I'm going to let you hear two different things they did. One was a skit they did on Lou Dobbs, who made big news because after being one of the a few people left in the building at CNN, who was one of the original folks on the air, he ceremoniously, or unceremoniously is probably the better way to say it, just was on the air and said, this is my last broadcast. And everybody was speculating as to the pressure that CNN felt because of the comments Lou Dobbs was making about immigration policies in the United States and a few other things, but particularly illegal immigration. That was his real hot-button issue. And he's very opinionated, and that's the kind of show that he was doing. But CNN started to take some heat from a lot of different Latino groups, and some felt like the handwriting was kind of on the wall for Dobbs. I think he had the radio show to go to, and he has some other opportunities, and he knew that CNN, the CNN thing was sort of playing itself out, and CNN, they're not getting very good ratings for most of their shows, good ratings in the sense of stacking them up against the other cable networks, like Fox is creaming them in almost all the, every single one of their segments, shows, in other words, and they're way, way, way down the list. So I think he saw the handwriting on the wall there, because they don't stick with things very long with some of the talk show-oriented shows that they end up doing, other than Larry King, who's been there forever. Anyway, here's Saturday Night Live, their take on Lou Dobbs and what happened to him when he decided to step away from CNN.
Lou Dobbs announced on a CNN show Thursday that he was leaving the network. What is it with CNN and runaway bags of hot air? Now, here to explain his departure is Lou Dobbs.
Seth, it was with a heavy heart that I tendered my resignation. But this summer, I was given a choice. Either I could stop ranting and raving about insane anti-immigration conspiracy theories, or I could leave CNN. And Seth, to me, that's no choice at all. Don't get me wrong, it's hard to leave. But in recent years, it's become clear that the C in CNN is not the letter C, but rather the Spanish word C. Meaning yes. As in, yes, the Mexicans are coming, and they're here to stay. Wow. Now, I, of course, wish only the best to my replacement, John King, a.k.a. Juan King. Let's not kid ourselves, Seth. He claims he's American, but he's got that Latin tinge. With that fancy haircut, the well-tailored suits, possibly purchased with drug money. Alas, mine is an all-too-familiar predicament for so many Americans being forced out of their job in favor of cheap immigrant labor.
John King is not a Latino.
Well, whether you admit it or not, Seth, the Latin takeover of news is happening. And not just at CNN. Last time I checked, the programming on Telemundo was 99% in Spanish. Shocking, Seth.
No, it's not that shocking.
Look, what's important is that I'm going on to a better place, a venue more commensurate with my talents, like the radio or the roof of my house, where I often stand for hours at a time gripping a BB gun and screaming racial epithets at anyone who gets too close to my lawn. In closing, goodbye, hardworking Americans. Now, don't cry. No tears for old Lou. I don't need any of your unseemly Mediterranean displays of emotion. Just know that I won't rest until all of us, not just the illegals, have the opportunity to sell oranges along the side of the highway. That's my America, Seth.
Lou Dobbs, everyone.
That was pretty good. Now, there was another skit that they did, and this time it was about Obama and health care, and it had to do with Joe Biden. He was the guy pressing for the public option, I guess, at one point. So check this version of Politics and SNL out.
That brings us to number three, health care. Now, here's something I can fix, and here's how we're going to do it. We're going to cave in like crazy. That's right. The president wants to pass a health care bill so bad that he will literally sign anything. You can water it down however you like. As long as it's a stack of paper with the words healthcare on it, hey, he'll sign it. I mean, remember that public option that was such a big deal? Gone, poof! And there's more. Let old Joe run down the compromises we're cool with. First, to those Republicans who want the bill to protect doctors from medical malpractice suits, you win. We'll agree to a provision that would make it illegal to ever sue a doctor. And I mean ever. If you need a new arm and he puts a leg on there by mistake, sorry. Hey, it's better than nothing. You just have to walk back home sideways. Put it in there, we will sign it. Now, some folks are mad as hell that this health care plan might cover illegal immigrants. Fine. We'll do whatever it takes to appease you immigration hardliners. You want to make sure that no copies of the bill be printed in Spanish? Okay. Heck, how about a provision that forbids the treatment of any children under three who have their ears pierced? Put it in. We'll sign it. We got to pass this puppy. Now, a lot of you are concerned that this is going to cost taxpayers billions of dollars. Don't worry. Old Joe's got you covered. I'm going to ask that the Senate bill include a middle-class tax cut, which is always popular with both Democrats and Republicans. Now, some of you out there are asking, Joe, how are you going to pay for a $1.2 trillion plan by cutting taxes? Finally. Because I know how important a bipartisan bill is to this president, I want to make an offer to the first Republican senator to come across the aisle and sign on to this bill. You can write one provision of your own in the bill and seal it in this envelope right here. I promise I won't show it to the president until after you sign the bill into law. It could be whatever you want. You want a constitutional amendment banning gay marriage? I don't know. That's fine. Maybe a national holiday for Kenny Chesney? Or a law that makes it illegal to be Nancy Pelosi? Whatever. Sky's the limit. The important thing is that when the big man gets back, he focuses on how I got the bill passed and not on who picked the locks in the Oval Office.
All right, you got to love that. Speaking of politics, the real stuff, you know, the Sunday swirl when all the Sunday morning shows are talking about the politics of the day. David Brooks was on this week with George Stephanopoulos. Gwen Ifill, who's a regular there, was there as well. And they were talking about Sarah Palin. She's been in the news a lot lately because she did, of course, the show with Oprah Winfrey. Her book came out. A lot of copies were sold. And then the question becomes 2012. David Brooks didn't pull any punches when he ripped Sarah Palin a new one. He had a different take than Gwen Ifill. Here's what both of them said on that show.
She's a joke. I mean, I just can't take her seriously. We've got serious problems in the country. Barack Obama's trying to handle war. We just had a guy elected Virginia governor who's probably the model for the future of the Republican Party, Bob McDonnell. Pretty serious guy, pragmatic, calm, kind of boring. The idea that this potential talk show host is considered seriously for the Republican nomination, believe me, it'll never happen. Voters, Republican primary voters are just not going to elect a talk show host.
As the girl at the table, I feel like I can just say you cannot underestimate the degree to which women will be drawn to her story. And that's who she's speaking to. These are people who are ignored, who nobody counts into their thinking. It's why she's appealing to Hillary Clinton. It's why she, when she made her own announcement, remember she talked to use the term glass ceiling back in the summer? Don't underestimate that factor.
All right. I think Gwen Ifill's right. You can't underestimate that factor. And really, for 2012, she's on a lot of people's minds, as is Mitt Romney, Governor Paul Lente, somebody who keeps getting mentioned. But this is early going. Somebody could come out of left field, certainly. Look, for example, Barack Obama, Bill Clinton, when both of them won presidencies, and this is, of course, Democrats, but where they came from. Bush, yes, he was a legacy silver spoon guy, had the Bush family name, etc., but he was the governor of Texas. So you just never know, and he was mentioned as possibility, but if you go way back before his first election, he wasn't one of the front runners necessarily. It took a little time for that. So there, yes, are a couple of different people that are jockeying for that election. Her name does keep getting mentioned, but certainly she's one of a dozen people who are being floated out there, just trial balloons. And I think Ifill's right. It frustrates many people, some of the things they've heard Sarah Palin say. And she's, of course, on this book tour, and is gaining buzz, though, along the way. And I've said this many, many times on the show, like Hillary Clinton, who she says nice things about in her book, she's polarizing. These people either really, really like her and overlook some of the things that they hear, or people really just don't like Sarah Palin and can't believe that she's in politics or was in politics to begin with and came out of nowhere when she hopped on the John McCain bandwagon and became the VP choice. I'll tell you what, she certainly makes it interesting. There's no question about it. And book tour, from some of the people that I've talked to, the book Going Rogue, it's been jammed when she's been at book signings and whatnot on this national crisscross around the country. I mean, she's drawing them out. There's no question about it. Now, Mitt Romney, he's not pushing a book. And he's the governor who lost to McCain, if you remember. He's keeping a much lower profile. I say it's way too early to tell. Huckabee, Mike Huckabee, has a lot of people buzzing. He's got a Fox News talk show. He's got the Huckabee Report. I don't know. He's somebody who could rise up a little bit further when it gets closer to 2012. Stay with us. Coming up next, birthdays, this day in history, and news you can abuse.
It's a new year full of uncertainties. People are being laid off in record numbers. The price of food continues to rise, and the economy continues to falter. You know that you need to prepare. And maybe you've been putting it off, but the time to act is now. That's why you need to visit Organicaseed.com. At Organicaseed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Imagine growing your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to Organicaseed.com. That's O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A-Seed.com. Organicaseed.com today.
Do you want to get away from additives and preservatives in your food? Need alternatives to conventional food preparation? Do you want to save the fruits of your gardening labor? And are you looking for an excellent gift idea? Then check out the Excalibur Dehydrator. Dehydration is one of the healthiest, most cost-effective, and fun ways to feed yourself and your family. Make healthy snacks like fruit roll-ups and beef jerky. Store healthy food in case of an emergency with no added salts, fats, or preservatives. And save hundreds of dollars by drying it yourself with the Excalibur Dehydrator. The Excalibur Dehydrator comes with an industry-leading exclusive 10-year warranty. And when you order, you'll receive a free book filled with amazing, easy recipes, a $25 value free for a limited time. Just mention coupon code GCN. Learn more and order your Excalibur Dehydrator today at drying123.com. That's drying123.com. Drying123.com. Or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254. Season's greetings and health and wellness from Excalibur Dehydrator.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. See your doctor for checkups and call for a free bottle of Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate is a natural supplement that helps your body support prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including your sleeping habits and intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterols shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. And Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same plant sterols found in one Beta Prostate. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay shipping and handling. To get your free bottle of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201. This offer is for one free bottle per household. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201.
This mass suicide was discovered here in the ancient Mayan city of Tikal. The victims adhere to the Mayan calendar, which predicts that the end of time will coincide with a planetary alignment on the 21st of December of 2012.
Hello?
Kate, I've rented a plane. Pack up the kids.
The governor just said we're fine now.
When they tell you not to panic, that's when you run!
You call me back when you calm down.
Seems the worst is over.
Let's go! Holy... Gotta get to the Santa Monica Airport.
Take the freeway, it'll be half the time!
Go, 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 go.
doom scenarios mean big dollars at the box office. Check this out. That's 2012. John Cusack is the lead guy in it. Danny Glover's also in it. $65 million at the box office. Worldwide, $225 million. Sony put it out, and basically what the deal is, it's 2012. And there's a mad scramble to save who's ever left, humanity-wise, and there's a giant arc, and the Earth's crust shifts and floodwaters pour over most of the planet. So very popular, like 17.2 million in France, over 15 million in Russia, in South Korea, almost 10 million, 8.1 million in Spain. How about that? And Sony says that it's a, especially globally, it's the best ever for an original movie not based on some best-selling novels, you know, a known entity. Craziness, huh? You didn't see 2012, did you, Matt?
No, I did not. I didn't think it looked that good.
I didn't think so either. I think we talked about that. We were talking about, in fact, I remember the conversation we had on the air. We're talking about Paranormal Activity, which
right.
is crossing the $100 million mark. They shot that thing for $15,000, and that's about, obviously, supernatural stuff, and it's a horror genre, and it's over $103 million domestically. It doesn't even count internationally what they've made on that. But I thought the same thing. I thought that looked more interesting than 2012. I think it's just the whole idea of 2012 that has people curious. And it's that big blockbuster thing where you see, you know, whatever, the Statue of Liberty floating, you know, floating apart or something.
Yeah, I didn't think it looked that good. And I don't even think John Cusack looked that good in that role. It doesn't seem like something he's, I don't know, fit for.
No, he usually does those offbeat movies that are
right.
good, some of those indie films
kind of
and stuff,
quirky,
like Being John Malkovich and
yeah,
stuff.
Just like
yeah.
a quirky character, and this, you know, he's trying to be this action hero, and the whole part, like even in that preview that we just played where he's driving in the limo as the Earth's collapsing behind him, it just seems so ridiculous. I don't know. I mean, I know it's, you know,
you mean
fictional.
You don't think a limo can outspeed the Earth collapsing behind you? Come
I
on.
I don't know. Apparently, I got to recheck my figures for the end of the world. But.
Well, and see, here's the interesting thing about the discussion about 2012. The people are saying that the interpretation of the Mayan calendar and all that stuff is wrong. That you can look to a lot of things in the Bible for things ending and whatever, and that people are misunderstanding 2012. There are a lot of people disputing the whole significance of 2012, that it could mean a change, but it doesn't mean the end of the earth, the end of the world.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not into it. I don't get
yeah.
it. I don't
yeah.
understand the phenomenon
but,
behind it, so.
Yeah, should you be in that position, get in the limousine and outrun the Earth crashing behind you, and you'll see if it's true or not. If it's not, I mean, touche, you're not here to live another day, but if perhaps you chose the right option, you might survive it, Matt.
I know. Well, I'll come find you in your bunker.
Thanks. I appreciate it. All right, so speaking of bunkering in, the Cannabis Cafe in Portland, Oregon is the first medical marijuana spot that gives users a place to get a hold of the drug, smoke it, and they're there in public view, despite a federal ban. It's the first cafe, and it's a test, I think, of this administration's move to relax the policing of medical use of the drug, right? There are 21,000 people, patients that are registered to use pot for medical purposes in Oregon. Here's how it works. Members pay like $25 a month to use the 100-person cafe. They don't buy marijuana, but they get it free over the counter from bud tenders. It's open from 10 in the morning till 10 at night. It serves food, but of course no liquor. And it's got cannabis themes. You know, they're going to have marijuana-themed weddings and film festivals and dances on the second floor and all that sort of stuff. And the key thing here is people who have cancer or have other diseases where for medicinal purposes the marijuana helps, they're the ones who are using that. And there are about a dozen states, including Oregon, that are adopting medical marijuana laws. And, you know, we may see more of these cafes popping up, but it is the first one right now. So it's still the growing, the possessing, and distribution, just in case you're wondering, and smoking and marijuana are illegal under federal law, which doesn't make a distinction between, by the way, medical and recreational use. So the feds aren't really saying too much about it. We'll see if they come down on that little cafe. All right, this day in history, a couple of interesting things happened way back when. There are just, by the way, 45 days left in the year. In 1959, the Rodgers and Hammerstein musical The Sound of Music, inspired by the real-life story of the Von Trapp family, opened on Broadway with Mary Martin as Maria and Theodore Beichel as Captain Von Trapp. Also on this day, 1907, Oklahoma became the 46th state of the Union. In 1933, the U.S. and the Soviet Union established diplomatic relations. In 66, Dr. Sam Shepard was acquitted in his second trial of murdering his pregnant wife, Marilyn, in 1954. That was a big deal. In 1982, an agreement was reached in the 57th day of a strike by the National Football League players. Huge. Remember those who stepped over the line. In 1989, six Jesuit priests, a housekeeper and her daughter, were slain, sadly, by army troops at the University of Central America in El Salvador. Made huge, sadly, headlines across the world. All right, Maestro, cue up that birthday music, please.
I need birthday singers! Come on, people, we need birthday singers!
You're going to recognize some of these names. Diana Krall, great voice jazz singer. We play some of her tunes here on America Tonight. She's 45 years old. She's married to Elvis Costello. She was one of the Cosby kids. Lisa Bonet, an actress, 42 years old. Also sharing a birthday with her and the others. Actress Martha Plimpton is 39 years old. Remember, she skated in the Olympics. Olympic gold medal figure skater Oksana Baiul, 32 years old. I think she lives in Connecticut. Retired tennis player Zena Garrison is 46. Also celebrating a birthday, you see her on CSI. She's the redhead. Actress Marg Helenberger is 51 years old. Actor David Leisure is 59 years old. Retired Major League All-Star pitcher Dwight Gooden is 45. Ah, Doc Gooden, he had great stuff, but was plagued by drug problems. Also celebrating a birthday this very day, Maggie Gyllenhaal. She's been in a ton of movies. She is 32 years old. You might know her brother Jake, who dates Reese Witherspoon. We're going to leave you with this one from Helen Keller. No matter how dull or how mean or how wise a man is, he feels that happiness is his indisputable right.
Not go gentle into that good night.
Good morning, Vietnam!
Good morning, Vietnam. What the heck is that supposed to mean?
Idiot!
Good morning!
Morning!
Good morning!
Oh, and in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.